It's Tuesday, the day we read from your emails and blog comments. Patrick Tracy's story sounded familiar to many of you. He's the author we spoke with last week who traced his family's history of schizophrenia back 160 years to his ancestral home in Ireland. You asked how schizophrenia affects those with it in their family, emailed Martha in Berkeley, California. My mother is paranoid schizophrenic. While I didn't exhibit any signs or have any thoughts that seemed to be in the vein of schizophrenia, I did feel as if I should wait until I was nearly 35 to start having kids. I'm hoping the likelihood of it for me is now very low that I am 85. I would never want my kids to have to endure what I went through as a kid with my mother's erratic, unkind behavior, for which we had no explanation until I was an adult. And a week ago, we let many of you cyclists and drivers vent about the war of wheels, bikes versus cars on the road. The conversation rolled on for days on our blog, where Darren complained, "Don't forget about the pedestrians." We recently took a vacation in Chicago, leaving the car at home for a week of walking and public transportation. While cars, buses, etc. were more likely to obey traffic laws than in our hometown, bicycles were almost exclusively without consideration to others. There is no license tag, no way to identify these people who nearly ran us and others over, cutting through crosswalks, bouncing on and off sidewalks, ignoring right-of-ways, lights, etc. If you want to ride your bike in city streets, maybe we should license them and hold them accountable to the rules of the road. In another comment on our blog, npr.org/blogofthenation, Shannon weighed in from the other side. I ride my bike to work, and I also get annoyed by cyclists who ride the wrong way or otherwise break traffic laws. They're making life hard for themselves and for me. But here's the bottom line. A cyclist who breaks the law irritates others and endangers his own life. A driver who breaks the law or drives inattentively can take lives. We also heard from a number of you after our conversation with Gail Sheehy about Hillary Clinton's campaign. Many listeners agreed with Lisa Franzetta, who sent us this comment on our blog. I find Sheehy's comment that Hillary is a bad manager, evidenced by the fact that she failed to manage her husband, deeply offensive and misogynistic. I am not a Hillary supporter, but I am disgusted by the use of sexist stereotype. Judge this highly successful and intelligent politician on her own merits, not her husband's indiscretions. If you have comments, questions, or corrections for us, the best way to reach us is by email. The address is talk@npr.org. Please let us know where you're writing from and give us some help on how to pronounce your name. And remember, we're also on Twitter. If you're a user of that online discussion tool, you can find us at twitter.com/TOTN.